Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here, Faith and Freedom Show, talking to Patricia Sullivan. You can go to Patricia Sullivan, it's for Congress, I believe, .com. Patricia Sullivan for Congress.com. Just before the break, she was telling us about the complaint that she had, an ethics complaint against. Now, this is what's going to be the new exciting event. We've got this isn't just merely in-flight entertainment while our plane is in a nosedive, folks. We're going to be interviewing folks that are running for office. We're going to be challenging them with questions and, of course, our reference, my reference, and essentially Liberty Works Radio Network's reference generally. Mine is from a constitutional basis, biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. So I'm going to pose these things, and I let my callers know that so they know what they're getting into. Again, we have left an open invitation to Mr. Grayson to have a dialogue with us, and we're looking forward to challenging Mr. Grayson on things. He's a very artistic articulator. Let's call him artistic articulator, all right? Now we're going to give some questions to Patricia Sullivan, and I'm not going to try to coin a phrase by saying her last name wrong, but what I'm going to do is, Patricia, I'm going to pose some questions that were posed to me by the callers on breaks, and I've got three questions from two different callers here. One is, how much does somebody in Congress make yearly as a salary?
I believe that the salary for a representative is around $170,000. And I find that actually quite offensive.
Why do you find that offensive?
I personally think that state representatives and senators should be making more than federal congressmen, because I think that there is more responsibility on the shoulders of those who are running the states as it should be. So I think that's a little backwards. That's just my personal opinion. And other people may not agree with me, but that's just how I feel.
Okay, so we'll keep that in mind when we see you in Congress, and we're going to watch your voting on the pay scale. Keep that in mind. So we're going to hold her accountable today, and we're going to bring, hopefully in a couple of years, you know what we'll do? We'll get in and find somebody on your staff that's willing to set up an interview once you become rich and famous, and we're going to be able to pose some of these questions while you're in Congress. We'll see what happens there. The other thing is, would you then do the job without getting paid, should people in Congress get paid?
The question is, would I do the job if I was not getting paid? Is that the question?
It's kind of a two-part. Would you do it if you weren't getting paid, and should people in Congress get paid?
I'll tell you that at this juncture, I have four children, and I'm sure many of your listeners have children and grandchildren who have no future in this country right now. And they are going to be in the bonds of slavery because of this unsustainable debt that we are getting ourselves into. I would pay to be able to go to Congress and fix the problem. You wouldn't have to pay me a dime. How can you even put a price tag on the future of our children? That is how I feel about that.
Okay, that was from our caller, Craig. Craig, that was your questions, and I look forward to hearing. Craig will call me back later and end up talking about that. That's good. Now, Billy asked the question, do you see Sarah Palin as being the next president, or at least first woman president of the United States? And you can just say what you want. I thought of other things I could ask, but we'll just leave it at what our caller from Dunellen asked.
Do I see her as the next president or a president?
Yeah, as a viable candidate, you know.
As a viable candidate? I tell you, she actually puts a fire under me. I think she actually puts a fire under a lot of people. I think she's so down to earth. She is real America, and, you know, I say this actually sometimes when I'm out speaking to, you know, the people of our district, you know, I want to represent you, I say to them, because I am you. I am not a millionaire. I am not an attorney. I do not have a Harvard law degree. I can't just plop $2.6 million into my campaign fund. these are not the things I can do, but I am like you. And what excites me about Sarah Palin is I believe she is like us.
Hey, that's a good answer. I'm going to take a call real quick. So, caller, thank you for calling the Frank 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment for Patricia Sullivan?
Hey, David. Hey, Patricia, so it is all about the money then. Is that correct?
No, it isn't. You missed her answer. She said that she would pay to do the job. She said it's so important that our country has no future. Our children, she said, have no future. And because of what's going on in the
let me ask you something, Patricia. Would you be doing, not that I'm a Ted Kennedy fan, I'm not going to knock the guy because he's in the grave now, so I'm not going there. But would you do like Ted Kennedy and give you money to charity?
Okay.
You collect?
Did you catch that question, Patricia?
I didn't. Can you repeat it?
Well, I'm going to ask a question. Thank you for the call. I'm going to pose it to her. Well, actually, now you can choose to answer this or not. It's your prerogative. He said, do you then intend to take the money and give it to charity?
Do I intend to take the money, the salary?
Yeah, $170,000 a year.
And give it to charity? Because that's what Ted Kennedy did? Is
right.
That what he said?
Yes.
Okay. And I believe Ted Kennedy wouldn't really need a salary, right? Because he is probably multi-millionaire again. So that's quite a wonderful gesture. It's like someone giving a penny in the offering plate, and he's got $1,000 in his pocket, right? Is that an equal comparison to Ted Kennedy? Whatever we would do with our money, I would say as a family, it would be a family decision that my husband and I would make. And so I think it would be irresponsible of me to say what we would do with the money that came in. I will tell you that we are charitable and we do give to many charities. And as a matter of fact, 2 years ago, I started the Lake County 4-H Foundation because I saw the benefits of the leadership programs that my children were able to go to, that at the time when the economy was still good, we could afford to send our children to these leadership camps, but I saw many kids that were not able to go. And so I started that foundation. We raised $20,000 in the first year to be able to scholarship youth to go to Tallahassee, to go to Washington, D.C., to go to other counties, week-long camps and leadership camps. And so I'm very much involved and engaged with community work and with charity work, such as this foundation. But I kind of don't appreciate the question.
Okay. Well, this is Frank Talk 104.3 FM. That was a frank question, and that was a frank answer. And we're going to take another call here. Caller, thank you for calling Frank 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment for Patricia Sullivan?
I'm going to try to give her a little advice. Don't fall into the trap of these left-wingers, okay, because they're good at this. They're going to ask you questions like the last one just asked you. You drive your position and ignore them because they're criminals. Remember, socialists and left-wingers are criminals because at the heart and core of their philosophy is they believe they have the authority to steal your money and tell you and your family what to do or not to do. So at the core, they're criminals, and don't give criminals time. So when criminals ask you questions and the socialists try to direct your questions, ignore them and basically expose or tout your particular point of view and keep forward with that and don't change your position. You know, repeat your same view over and over and over and over again on one or two topics. Don't let them knock you off track because they certainly wouldn't ask Ted Kennedy and the rest of those rich criminals the same question. So what they're going to attempt to do, they're going to attempt to divert your attention, control the subject, control the conversation.
Hey, caller, I've got a question for you. Do you think that Patricia Sullivan would fare better than Sarah Palin when put to questions that are something that she wouldn't expect? Who do you think would do better in an interview with a heckler national news organization?
Well, I think Patricia would, and the key with dealing with the media is you got to remember they're not your friends. They're there to make you look bad. So don't answer any question that's not put in advance to you, and control the conversation. If the question is improper, move on.
Well, thank you for that statement. And I got to say, what I really liked about what you said, Patricia, is at the end of it, you kind of answered it. You gave a little context behind it, a little caveat here and there. And then you said, oh, by the way, I don't like that question. You know, like, stop that. So what do you think about what our last caller said?
I heard it slightly. I don't know why I'm having a bad connection, but from what I could gather, I think he was giving some sage advice about staying on topic with valid questions and ignoring those traps that the media tries to set for you.
Now, the tough part is, I'm going to talk about that. We're only going to take one more call. And, yeah, we're going to take just one more call. And then, but what I want to say, one thing I don't like about politicians is how they posture themselves and don't answer the question. And so, that's the tough part, being just like the regular person and shoot straight and frankly. And I think that's what people are looking forward to. In fact, Reagan, I think, that did that so well. He would take a shot and he would turn it around and shoot back and just totally outstage, you know, just Trump. The questioner. Hey, we got time for one more question. What's your question or comment for Patricia?
Just a follow-up. First of all, I'm not a socialist, okay? I was asking this question, which I'd ask of anybody. You know, Patricia, you said you resented my question. Well, don't forget, you're a public servant, okay? You're working for me, all right? I have a right to ask questions. You're getting paid pretty good bucks to answer my questions, okay? And for you to sit there and say you resent my question is very unfair of you to do that.
Okay, you want to respond to that, Patricia? Thanks for that comment.
Bye.
I like the way you think positively, because you said, I am a public servant. I am representing you. So I appreciate that positive thinking, and I also believe that next November I will become your representative and be your public servant, and if you want to come back at that point and ask the question, I'd be delighted to talk with you again.
Of course, you may give them the same answer. That you say, well, I resent the question. And you know what? The thing is, even if somebody gets offended by what you said, I resent the question. See, I'm the kind of guy, if you reprove a fool, he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man, he will love you. I try to encourage people to, if somebody rebuffs you, go ahead and listen to it. Adjust accordingly or don't adjust. So, hey, you know what? I'm enjoying this because we've got some good callers. They've kind of turned the heat up a little bit. They're certainly keeping you honest, and I think you're honest enough to keep up with them. So I appreciate this interview time. We've only got probably a minute and a half. The microphone's yours, Patricia.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be on the air, and I appreciate the statements that you made regarding politicians. And you'll see when you go to my website, I am a patriot. I am not a politician. I am a real person who has the experience of managing a household, managing a budget, raising up children, teaching children. I began in the spring organizing, I do not just belong to the North Lake Tea Party, but I began organizing the North Lake Tea Party back in April. And on tax day, April 15th, we had over 1,000 people come out into our little community of Eustis and stood shoulder to shoulder together. And a journey began that over the past 7 months, I've had the opportunity to meet salt of the earth patriots who love their God, who love their country, and who, like me, are willing to offer themselves up to preserve this great constitutional republic.